The crawfish boil, two hands, one newspaper. The whole relationship distilled to two hands reaching for the same pile of newspaper. The tables covered in butcher paper, the corn and potatoes are soaking up every bit of cayenne in the pot, and somewhere in the pile your hand and someone else's keep landing on the same crawfish at the same time. Nobody's rushing. There's a cooler sweating in the shade and music on somebody's speaker, and the whole afternoon has quietly turned into a choice. Who you sit next to, who you peel for, who gets the good tail without asking. That's the lover's card wearing a bib. Today's about the small, unspoken choosing, not a grand declaration, just where you sit, whose plate you fill first, who you save the last ear of corn for. Let that choice be plain and easy. Some of the truest connection doesn't need a speech. It just needs a shared pile of shells at the end of the table. What may cross your path? You and someone else reach for the same thing at the same time, and one of you lets the other have it without a word. A shared meal or task turns into an easy, unplanned closeness you didn't set out looking for. You save the best part of something for someone else before you've thought about it. A comfortable silence with someone tells you more than a whole conversation would have. Choose plainly today who you sit beside, who you serve first. The small choices are the real vow. Your mantra, I choose you in the ordinary moments, not just the big ones.